WRKO. Heidi Exers, welcome to Market Scope for September 2007. This month, Paul Burkhardt sent along an AM bandscan from Cape Cod. Here's Paul from One Prime DX location.
Greetings, audio service subscribers. This is Paul Burkhardt reporting to you from Chatham, Massachusetts, on the elbow of Cape Cod. This is Friday, the 16th of February, soon to be the 17th. I am about to give you a band scan of the AM dial as heard from Chatham on Cape Cod using a Panasonic RX-FT550. I will go through each spot on the radio dial and identify the stations as I come to them. Side 2 will have the FM dial from 88 to 108 megacycles. Hope you will enjoy what follows. We begin at 5:30. There's a station in, I think it's CIAO, Brantford, Ontario, with some Spanish music. And underneath that will be the station from Turks and Caicos Islands in the West Indies. And now here is 5:40. Here is 5:50 with a station on 549. If anybody can tell me what that station is, that would be fine. And next will be 555 ZIZ from St. Kitts Island. Okay, there is 555, and coming up is 560.
Boundaries of Vermont, not you. So I would contain and sell as low city. Because you said, how about rate?
Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's a prophecy of his crucifixion. That whosoever believes in him.
Okay, that is WGAN in Portland, Maine. I think the station underneath it is probably WHYN in Springfield. I'm not sure. I'm turning this radio around to give you the different reception from where I turn the radio.
And Jesus said, hang on.
And the government devalued gold. And gold moved from $20 an ounce to $35.
Okay, 570. That is WMCA in New York. When I turn the radio around, you should be hearing WSYR in Syracuse, New York.
Almost double overnight in a similar situation. You might get $1,400 an ounce.
Now we come to 580, which there are several stations, but they're very weak. But I want to know what is on 585. It could be from Spain, but I'm not sure. If anybody knows, let me know on a future DX audio service, please. Okay, there you have 585. Now it comes to 590.
It's your turn first. How do we put a balance in? Let's be busy serving God. Many of you hearing me are busy.
Okay, here's WEZE in Boston with the radio going one way.
You're an evangelist. Thank you.
Okay, there's 590 with WEZE faded out here. Here is 600. Let's see what we can bring in here. Here is one Spanish station under this jumble, over the jumble on 600. Here's 610. That must be another Cuban station here. Okay, what you might be hearing on the background on 620 is WVMT Burlington, Vermont. But there is a station at 621. If somebody knows where that station is, please let us know. Okay, 6:30, another Spanish station. It must be in Cuba. Here is 6:40, another different Spanish station.
Cloudy skies, breeze out of the south at 10.3% humidity. Wind chill factor feels like it is 13 degrees here at 6:50 a.m. WSN.
When bad weather hits, depend on the 6:50 a.m. WSN AccuWeather Storm Center 24 hours a day to keep you and your family safe and informed.
6:50 a.m.
Here we go to 660 now.
6 WFAN New York.
It is winter and we are receiving more precipitation than ever. With more precipitation in the forecast, there is...
Okay, that's 670. That must come from Venezuela. Okay, here's 680 WRKO in Boston. Underneath, I would suspect that the station would be WPTF, Raleigh, North Carolina. There is a station at 684, I believe it is. So someone let me know where that station is. That's another mystery here. Okay, here's 690 CBF in Montreal. There's another station coming in a little bit. There is a whistle at 690, which indicates about, I think it's 693. Again, another mystery station.
Underwritten by the Sterling Life Insurance Company.
Okay, here's WLW in Cincinnati. Everybody knows this station.
How much is Al Gore actually watching the weather forecasts? We'll do it for you tomorrow morning at 5:30. Join me, Gary Jeff Walker, on 700 WLW.
Are you having...
Speaking out against these laws.
Look at Judith Miller from the dreaded liberal New York Times.
This is crazy.
Alan, I appreciate your call, my friend. Please call me again.
Here's WOR New York, but when I turn the radio around... That's either from Miami, Florida, or from Cuba. I'll bet you it's from Cuba. Yeah. 720, another Spanish station. WGN Chicago might not be coming through all that well tonight.
Yeah.
730, that's French station in Montreal. I think it's CKAC. I leave another Spanish station here on 7:30 when I turn the radio away from CKAC. Everybody knows WSB in Atlanta at 7:50.
Count on us for the highest standards in the industry and my personal 100% satisfaction guarantee. Heating and air conditioning service from people you can trust.
Well, another year's gone by. You've been working long, hard hours.
What you hear is a whistle coming from a station at 7, the Heterodyne, 7:40, I think it's 7:47. I don't know what that or where that is. It's got to be from some European or African country. Somebody want to clue me?
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking.
Here's WJR in Detroit by itself, and I'm going to turn the radio around and get another Spanish station in here.
Humor? I like humor. I am a 56-year-old woman who has a
22-year-old son. You don't have to do it. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically.
Here's WABC New York at 770 with a station at 773. A whistle on that.
Free. Just call 1-800-600-1623.
Okay, there's a Spanish station at 770 under WABC. WBBM in Chicago, but I've got it faded away, and there's a country station at 780. Here we go.
Make your car a classic. Make sure the car radio is tuned to classic country. 780 Kicks.
Now we have 790 Jumble.
System shows that this is the best hockey league in the world for development.
Apparently this is a Canadian station at 790 talking about junior hockey. Not sure where they are as we continue up the dial, folks.
For 3 hours a day, it's my show. Frankly, I don't think it's right to be rude to people, but I don't care. I don't call them. They call me. I've been told that there are people out there who don't like me, so I'd like to invite them all to come down to the Rogers Center so they can get to know me better. Unfortunately, it only seats 50,000. Listen, after 30 years, this is me. Take it or leave it.
Bad of the ball.
The biggest and best stories in sports. Primetime Sports. Weeknights at 6:05 on AM 790 CIGM.
Diary of a Kia owner.
Dear Diary, ever since I borrowed my dad's 2007 Kia Rondo, everything's been an adventure, even grocery shopping.
Shockaholic. So you have sympathy for people who...
Okay, here's 800, folks.
But you recognize the practical import of elimination of certain critical food substances, actually non-food substances, chemicals.
Sounds like CKLW, Talk 800. Here is 810, the Jumble with WGY in Schenectady.
Home Depot consumer credit card.
Here is 820, another mix-up of stations here.
Sometimes that's easier said than done.
The way I see it, it costs a lot less to keep people healthy than to get them healthy.
We work with the belief that from the affected roads.
Here is WCR in Worcester, Mass. And WCCO, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Weight Watchers, when your employees live healthier, costs go down, which makes everyone feel better.
Can I help plan offer?
Parents on the proper use of their child.
Here is 840 WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky.
Or visit highwaysafety.ky.gov for details.
This message brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Buckle up and drive smart, Kentucky.
Online at WHAS.com and on the air in high definition digital. 84 WHAS.
The Lakers on Friday. Next week is Celtics week.
Here's General Rock.
I'm
gonna try to end it here. Style,
ball, go in. Here on Sports Radio 850 WEEI.
de l'année de l'Arménie. C'est mon dernier sommet.
Here's CJAC 860 in Toronto.
Sur la Côte d'Azur, le président français s'amuse à faire durer le suspense.
Like other skin
lesions. Around 29, south of the lake around 35. Channel 4 meteorologist Laura Bucktell. I'm Deb Albertson with WWL First News. Now sporting news on WWL AM, FM, and .com.
Here is WWL New Orleans, as you just heard it from Chatham, Massachusetts. How about that for DX sports fans?
To do and
and not get ripped off. Our number toll-free 87.
Here is WHCU in Ithaca, New York, with the radio turned around at 870.
Before I get into this,
Lisa will probably remember me next time she comes on. I have to pick up where we left off. Todd Wright Tonight continues on this Friday. No matter where you are, whether you're listening online, whether you're listening on one of our fine affiliates across the country, or you're listening via satellite, thanks for being here. Later this hour,
the all-new Maserati
880 WCBS in New York. Everybody knows that station.
Your senses go wild. It's powerful.
...890, a station in Cuba, and underneath is WLS in Chicago.
Looking for...
Fun.
Yeah, sure. But part of their fun's beating somebody up.
Me. I've heard of places where the men have to check their guns when they come to town.
Ah, that never works. You can always hide a gun or a knife.
Well, now at 900, we find a station that's carrying gun smoke. Let's find out what that station is. Someone let me know.
The target.
Okay, 910, that's got to be another station in Cuba. Here we are at 920. Here is 930. ...40 WINZ in Miami, Florida, among other stations. ...950, there is a bunch of stations here on 950. Here we have 960, let's see what we can pull in here.
I mean, the president's got to take the lead on this stuff. Just like Pelosi does for that house. Then they'll pay attention, they're not going to pay attention every...
Here was at 970, and this is about after 11 o'clock at night. Here is 980 for a couple of seconds.
How long would your car last? Yet when it comes to water wells, many owners do not check their...
990 WLGZ.
Thanks, Paul. That's the first half of the East Coast AM band scan. If you'd like to submit a market scope, send it to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351 1652. Now is a great time. I am in need of fresh material. Thank you for all your help and for enjoying what we do here on Market Scope. Next up, the musings from the members.
More music,
WRKO.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors.
Hi there, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I have a question. When all radio station names are considered, you know, the call letters, WABC, the meaning is quite obvious, American Broadcasting Company. Some are not. WGBS Miami, that was on the air from 1945 to 1985, 710 GB stores, that so owned the station. WQAM in Miami, 560, stands for We Quit at Midnight. Do all radio stations mean something? Do all the call letters of any radio station mean something, or do some mean something and some don't mean anything, or what? Thank you very much.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Mr. Switzer, who was the chief executive officer at Chum Radio, has resigned, anticipating some changes with the buyout in ownership and possibly some kind of a format change. I'm not sure what that's going to be. CFCO in Chatham, 630, they are in the process of maybe being sold. Perth Allen was a very dear friend of mine. He put in 10 years doing sports on CKOC in Hamilton, 30 years on CHML in Hamilton, and had a very brief stint at WGBS Miami before Red Barber.
Hello, DXers. Mike Dukin calling on Saturday, March the 12th. First of all, I'd like to mention to Mark Durenberger. Boy, that was one heck of an interview with Randall Davidson of Wisconsin Public Radio about the history of WHA, not, of course, to mention the history of WLBL. Oh, it's quite an interesting story. And, Mark, thank you so much. All over the dial or up and down the map, should I say. Secondly, Wednesday, August the 8th, I was tuning around, and I don't really mention too many DX catches because pretty much everybody can hear what I can hear, but on Wednesday the 8th, I heard CKPR in Thunder Bay, Ontario on 580, and they were running a continuous tape loop telling listeners to switch to 91.5, and I assume that the AM is off the air. If not, it's probably a catch that everybody might want to try to get already. And to answer Mike Lance's question about 1480 in Charlotte, they are WGSY, and they are running Radio Disney. I would ask the question, what was WAME, the call letters back then? What were they doing? 73 and good DX.
This is Josh Owens coming to you from a new home in Ruston, Louisiana, with a question for the editors. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a radio station in Dobson, North Carolina, and he told me that the FCC is considering granting nighttime or PSSA to every AM station. That would be kind of repetitive if I said PSSA authorization, wouldn't it? But what do y'all know about that, if anything? Look forward to hearing your response. Thank you much. Keep up the good work. Bye for now.
Mark Durenberger in the Musings Audio Control Room. Now let's head back north to the Little Manistique Lake and see what Fred heard on the radio.
After nearly 10 years of begging for some long time off, I finally got 2 weeks of vacation, and my wife and son and I decided to go north to a summer cottage, which is located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and it's owned by my brother-in-law, and we spent a week out of cellular phone range and away from the trials and tribulations of TV. Now, this cottage is located on the north side of the Little Manistique Lake, which is near Helmer, Michigan. And for the pickiest of DXers, I was at 64 degrees, 18 minutes, 5 seconds by 85 degrees, 44 minutes, and 0 seconds at 601 feet above mean sea level, according to my GPS here. Now, first of all, nothing spectacular was heard. In fact, it was very odd reception. Even with the Sony ICF-2010 and a Superloop amplified antenna, I was somewhat puzzled why some of the gimmies were not heard, yet others were sort of a surprise. I was so disappointed with the results that I took the radio and antennas on short trips down to Sault Ste. Marie and Mackinac Island a couple days ago just for some tests, and the reception there was flawless, and I have to speculate that the tankinite in the soil combined with the close proximity of the water, that is the lake, caused some of this phenomenon. Now, for some of you who don't know what tankinite is, that's basically iron ore, and we know what iron does to radio signals. Now, just a rough estimate, but Manistique, Michigan is 34 air miles away, Escanaba is 75, Milwaukee is 249, Chicago is 319, and Cleveland is 385. Now, here's what was heard along with some comments, and I'll tell you whether or not these were daytime or nighttime receptions. At 5:50 at night, I heard WSAU in Wausau, Wisconsin, very weak, 5:60 at nighttime, wind out of Chicago with Savage programming, S9+. Believe it or not, it was very strong. 570 night, CKGL in Kitchener, Ontario, very weak. 580 during the day and night was WTCM in Traverse City, Michigan. 600 during the daytime was WCHT in Escanaba, but it was very weak and I didn't hear it at night. 620 at night was WTMJ Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and it consistently lit all the LEDs on the meter on the radio. 630 during the night was CFCO out of Chatham, Ontario, was fair to weak. 640, kind of a mystery. An unknown station at about 10 o'clock at night was playing Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Anyone know who this might be? The Coast to Coast AM site doesn't give me any clues. 650, a very, very weak nighttime signal from WSM in Nashville. 680 during the day and night was WDBC in Escanaba. It was weak during the daytime and very weak at night. 700, a trace at the nighttime of WLW. 710 during the nighttime was CJRN of Niagara Falls, Ontario. Very weak and somewhat fair. 720 during the nighttime was WGN Chicago. Very strong and no fades. 750 during the daytime was WWKK out of Petoskey, Michigan. Very weak signal. 760 during the nighttime was WJR out of Detroit. Not so the great voice of the Great Lakes. It was very weak. 770 out of New York was coming in at night. Fair. 780 during the nighttime was WBBM in Chicago. Very, very strong. 800 during the night, CKLW Windsor. Very weak. 820 during the nighttime, CHAM out of Hamilton, Ontario, very weak. 830 during the nighttime was WCCO Minneapolis, Minnesota, moderately strong there, Mark Durenberger. 850 during the daytime was WGVS out of Muskegon, Michigan. And at sunset, it was very weak with some NPR programming. 860 during the nighttime was CJBC out of Toronto, very weak. 890 out of Chicago, Illinois, WLS during the nighttime lit all the LEDs at night. It was very, very, very weak during the daytime. 910 during the day and night was WFDF out of Farmington Hills, Michigan. Very strong. And then very, very weak during the daytime. Farmington Hills, by the way, is suburban Detroit. 920 during the nighttime was WOKY Milwaukee. It was a moderate signal. 930 during the nighttime was WAUR out of Sandwich, Illinois. Very, very weak, and it popped out of the noise with Catholic radio programming. 950 during the nighttime was WWJ out of Detroit, strong with some moderate skywave fade. No daytime signal, by the way. 960 out of the nighttime was WSBT in South Bend, Indiana. Very weak with Mark Stein sitting in for Laura Ingram. 980, a couple of different stations. During the nighttime, WITY out of Danville, Illinois was very weak with Pat Boone songs and an ID. Also heard WONE out of Dayton, very, very weak with a sports show and promos. There's also an unknown Canadian station with country and western programming, weather in Celsius, and a couple news items about Canadian Parliament. Any clues about that one? On 1000 during the nighttime, of course, WMVP out of Chicago, very strong. 1020 during the nighttime was KDKA Pittsburgh. It was weak to fair. 1060 during the nighttime, KYW Philadelphia, moderate to strong. 1100 out of the nighttime, WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio, strong. 1110 during the day and night was WJML in Petoskey, Michigan. Moderate during the day, weak at night, and it was even getting eaten by WTAM Ibach during the critical hours and the nighttime. It's also interesting that their critical hour signal has bad distortion even from its own skywave at 7 p.m. at night. 11:20, nighttime, KMOX out of St. Louis, Missouri. It was fair. 11:30 during the nighttime. Couldn't pull an ID out of the mix, but it sounded like I had both WDFN and KFAN, both weak and in a 2 hertz heterodyne together. Now that's Detroit and Minneapolis. 11:40 during the daytime was WJNZ out of Kentwood, Michigan. Fair to weak with a jazz format. Also on 11:40 at nighttime, WRVA out of Richmond, Virginia, weak with a talk show. 11:50 during the day was WHBY, Kimberly, Wisconsin, very weak with a talk segment and promos. And during the nighttime, it was CKOC out of Hamilton, moderate and strong with some oldies programming. 1160 during the nighttime was WYOL out of Chicago. Very, very weak with religious programming. 1190 nighttime, WOWO out of Fort Wayne. Very, very weak. 1200 during the nighttime, WCHB Inkster, Michigan, with the Parker and the Man Show. 1210 during the nighttime, WCAU Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, moderate. 1230 during the day and night was WSOO out of Sault Ste. Marie. That was weak on the daytime signal and very, very weak on the nighttime signal. 1270 during the nighttime was WMKT out of Charlevoix, Michigan, weak to moderate, but was really getting beat up during the nighttime by WXYT out of Detroit, Michigan. 1300 during the nighttime was WQPM out of Princeton, Minnesota. It was moderate, and we happened to catch this one on the night of the bridge collapse, and they were on talking live about some of the events. On 1310 during the day and night, WCCW out of Traverse City, Michigan. Very weak during the days, very weak at night. 1350 during the nighttime, WOAM out of Peoria, Michigan. Very weak. 1360 during the nighttime, WTAQ Green Bay, Wisconsin, very, very weak. 1400 during the day, open carrier for most of the week. I discovered that to be WQXO out of Munising, Michigan, with some WKNW Sault Ste. Marie in the background. When I went up to Christmas, Michigan, and went right through Munising, they were still just open carrier. No programming. Who's watching the house? 1420, someone playing Sean Hannity at night, too weak to get an ID, and there was no LEDs lit, very, very weak. 1430 during the nighttime, CHKT out of Toronto, very weak with Spanish programming. 1450 during the day, WNBY out of Newberry, this is only 8 miles from our location, it was stronger in the day, but gone at night, believe it or not. 1470, someone playing a Pittsburgh ball game on 1470 during the nighttime. Twice when the net threw the break, they just stayed with crowd noise and never gave an ID. Oh, boy. 1480, another mystery station. Station with a Spanish format, very, very weak. They gave a call sign twice as WDGS. The first time I thought I misunderstood it as WSDS, but playing back the tape, it says WDGS. 1490 during the daytime is WTIQ out of Manistique, Michigan, very weak and gone at night. 1500 during the nighttime, expected WLQV out of Detroit, Michigan. It was somewhat moderate at night with religious programming. 1510 during the nighttime, WLAC out of Nashville, moderate with no Skywave fade. I usually get a lot of Skywave fade in Lima listening to that one. 1530 during the nighttime, WCKY Cincinnati, Ohio, moderate. 1540 during the nighttime, KXEL Waterloo, very weak. 1560 during the nighttime, WQEW New York, very, very weak. And 1580, CKDO during the nighttime out of Oshawa, Ontario, very, very weak. Above 1590, it was well below the capture range of the 2010, and nothing was heard on the 160-meter ham band. And 80 meters was only stations in 300 miles or more of our site. Odd locations, but I just thought that you might like to hear exactly what I heard while up at the lake. Well, John Bowker, I was thinking about you when I was up there, and I did capture this ID from WNBY, and we'll also include a couple others here that I just happened to catch on the old air check machine.
We hope to see you soon at one of our two locations in Newberry or Germantown. At UP Feed and Supply, our everyday promise to you is that we're not always fancy, but always fair.
Newberry's number one choice for news and information, 1450 WNBY. This is 1450 WNBY, Newberry's information leader. When bad weather hits Newberry, depend on 1450 WNBY. Now, this ABC News update.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Pam Coulter. Chief Justice John Roberts is...
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
...information in early August. Arizona Cardinals out of Phoenix. English 620 and 92.3 KTAR with Dave Pesh and Ron Wolfley. Spanish 710 KMIA. Atlanta Falcons 92.9 WZGC. with Wes Durham and Dave Archer, and their 40-station network. The Baltimore Ravens, 1090 WBAL, 97.9 WIYY, and a 16-station network. Buffalo Bills, 96.9 WGRF, 103.3 WEDG. They choose it that way. 28-station network, John Murphy and Mark Kelso. Charlotte, Carolina Panthers, 1110, 99.3 WBT with Mick Mixon and Jim Zook, and a 57-station network. Chicago Bears, 780 WBBM, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and a network. The Cincinnati Bengals, on 1530 WCKY and 92.5 WOFX with Brad Johansson and Dave Latham, and a 25-station network. The Cleveland Browns, 1100 WTAM, 100.7 WMMS, and a network with Jim Donovan, Doug Dickin, and Mike Snyder. Dallas Cowboys, 1310 KTCK, 93.3 KDBN, and a network with Brad Sham and Charlie Waters. Denver Broncos, 850 KOA, Spanish, 1280 KBNO, English, Dave Logan and Dave Diaz Infante. Detroit Lions, 97.1 WKRK and 33 station network, Dan Miller and Jim Brandstetter. Green Bay Packers, technically out of Green Bay, I guess, 620 WTMJ Milwaukee and 1360 WTAQ Green Bay. Lane Larrivee and Larry McCarron and 55 odd stations in the upper Midwest. Houston Texans, 610 KILT, 100.3, same calls, 45 station network with Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware. Indianapolis Colts, the NFL champions, 94.7 WFBQ was the only info I've got at this time. Last year was Bob Lamy, Mark Herman, and Ted Marchabrota. Maybe they're back. Next, Kansas City Chiefs, 101.1 KCFX with a 35-station network in six states with Mitch Holthus, Len Dawson, Bill Grigsby, and Bill Bob Gritz from last year. Miami Dolphins, thanks to Mike Lance, 560 WQAM, 18-station network. Last year's play-by-play, Jimmy Cephalo, Joe Rose, Nat Moore. Minnesota Vikings, 1130 KFAN, a 9-station network. Last year, Paul Allen, Joe Sensor, and Greg Coleman. The New England Patriots out of Foxborough, Mass., 104.1 WBCN, and stations in at least six New England states with Gino Capoletti and Gil Santos. New Orleans Saints, 870 WWL and 105.3 FM with Jim Henderson and Hokie Gajan. Spanish, 830 WFNO, and there are networks there. New York Giants, very hard to find out, but the only thing I learned was 660 WFAN. Last year, Bob Papa, Dick Lynch, and Dave Jennings. New York Jets from last year, 770 WABC, Bob Wischusen and Marty Lyons. Oakland Raiders, 560 KSFO and a 16-station network, Greg Papa and Tom Flores. The Philadelphia Eagles, 94.1 WISP, last year Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. Pittsburgh Steelers, 970 WBGG and 102.5 WDVE, last year Bill Hillgrove, Tunch Ilkin, and Craig Wolfley. San Francisco 49ers, 680 KNBR, and they mentioned 1050, that's goofy, why? And 107.7 KSAN with Gary Plummer and Joe Starkey and 25 station network, Spanish, 1370 KZSF plus 4. San Diego Chargers, 105.3 KIOZ and a few other stations with Josh Lewin and Hank Bauer. The St. Louis Rams listed on 550 KTRS only, and the announcers Stan Severin and Mark Mulden. The Seattle Seahawks 710 KIRO and a network with Steve Rabel and Warren Moon. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers on 620 WDAE and 103.5 WFUS, announcers same as last year. The Tennessee Titans out of Nashville on 103.3 WKDF and an 80 station network with Mike Keith, Frank Wycheck, and Larry Stone. The Washington Redskins finish it off on Triple EXPN Radio. As one member mentioned, 730 WXTR, 92.7 WWXX, and 94.3 WWXT, and a 15-station network in four states. A final note before I go, on Wednesday, June the 7th, ABC Radio's 47-year ownership of WLS 890 Chicago and 94.7 WZZN and 22 other stations came to an end as Citadel Communications became the new owners. They're based in Las Vegas. No format changes are expected for WLS, which has been news and talk since 1989 after 29 years as a top 40 station. That's it for now. Enjoy yourself at the convention. I have to be elsewhere. And thanks for listening. See you again next time. So long, friends.
Before we wrap up this edition of the DX Audio Service for this month, I'd like to read down a silent station list from Bill Hale. And if you happen to have any first-hand knowledge of these stations coming back on the air, please contact Bill. If you don't have his contact information, please send it to me at the DX Audio Service in Lima. When I get back there, I'll forward it on to Bill Hale. Here's the list. Check them out. 580 WLES in Lawrenceville, Virginia. 600 KERB in Kermit, Texas. 640 KTIB in Thibodaux, Louisiana. 880 WYKO in Sabana Grande, Puerto Rico. 900 WWLK in Eddyville, Kentucky. 910 WFVR in Valdosta, Georgia. 910 WUBR in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 940 WIPR in San Juan, Puerto Rico. 950 WNCC in Barnesboro, Pennsylvania. 980 WKLF in Clanton, Alabama, 1010 WRJR in Portsmouth, Virginia, 1030 KDUN in Reedsport, Oregon, 1060 WLNO in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1080 WOAP in Owosso, Michigan, 1100 WMYQ in Newton, Mississippi, 1110 KLIB in Roseville, California, 1120 KLIM in Lyman, Colorado, 1170 WSOS in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, 1190 WBSL in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, 1190 WJES in Saluda, South Carolina, 1220 WRIB in Providence, Rhode Island, 1230 WWSD in Quincy, Florida, 1230 WTNK in Corinth, Mississippi, 1240 WVOS in Liberty, New York, 1260 WCSA in Ripley, Mississippi, 1270 KIBA in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 1270 WHGS in Hampton, South Carolina, 1280 WOWZ in Appomattox, Virginia, 1280 WCFI in Ocala, Florida, 1300 KSET in Silsby, Texas, 1310 WPBC in Decatur, Georgia, 1330 KJPR in Shasta Lake City, California, 1350 WHWH Princeton, New Jersey, 1360 WMOB in Mobile, Alabama, 1390 WTNL in Reidsville, Georgia, 1400 WEEP in Virginia, Minnesota, 1440 WGLD in Red Lion, Pennsylvania, 1440 KETX in Livingston, Texas, 1450 WMIQ in Iron Mountain, Michigan, 1460 KARR in Kirkland, Washington, 1480 WEZC in Neon, Kentucky, 1480 WISL in Samokin, Pennsylvania, 1490 KXLQ in Indianola, Iowa, 1490 KRSN, Los Alamos, New Mexico, 1500 WPJX in Zion, Illinois, 1500 WDEE in Reed City, Michigan, also on 1500 WBRN in Bourne, Texas, On 1520 WHHQ in Elizabethtown, Tennessee, 1530 KPCR in Bowling Green, Missouri, 1540 WRSM in Summerton, Alabama, 1560 WCMA in Daleville, Alabama, 1560 WDDA in Dumas, Arkansas, 1560 KKUZ in Sallisaw, Oklahoma, 1580 WBBA in Pittsville, Illinois, 1580 WVKO in Columbus, Ohio, 1580 WNPZ in Knoxville, Tennessee, 1590 WABV in Abbeville, South Carolina, and finally at 1600 KMDO in Fort Scott, Kansas. That's our silent station list. Again, if you have any firsthand knowledge of those stations, any information about them, please contact Bill Hale or us. Well, it doesn't look like I'll be able to attend the National Radio Club Convention in Boise this year because of scheduling conflicts, so I guess I'll have to wait until next year to attend the convention. But until next time, we'll say 73 good DX and get out and support radio. Meanwhile, I'm going to sit here, look at the seagulls, and pop a 6146. Just sit back and kick back and have a good time. We'll see you later.